lot to talk about in golf and Soham Cup. So a lot to do there with Andrew Oliphant at 8:25. We're going to talk the Big Ten and SEC and their agreement about professional athletes coming back to college, some Major League Baseball stuff, and the golf controversy with the Golf Channel and one of its major sponsors. We'll do that with the producer AM and the AM, Ashby Mixon. Good morning.
Good morning, friend. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday to you too. There's a void in my heart today.
Making me too.
Goodness gracious, Dolly Parton. I mean, Dolly, I'll always love you.
Dolly!
Good. What a life, though.
Truly.
So there's a void there today in this world. I said this about a couple of people that I've eulogized, but you can say this about Dolly as much as any person that we have ever known. She showed you how to live. Mm-hmm. And the question I asked to you today before we started the show was, name someone that we've had people in the past, but this might be the last universally loved person on earth. But because we live in such a polarizing world now, and we're taught to hate each other so much, but nobody hated Dolly Parton. And so, and for many reasons, I mean, she gets all the credit for this. But in a world of divisiveness and a world of polarity, she was loved by all. And I'll ask you, in a great tribute to her, who is there anyone currently on God's green earth that is universally loved and will be remembered universally loved?
Very, very, very few people. And
I don't know who it could be, though.
Yeah. You make a great point. People on both sides of the aisle, every kind of belief, they loved her, and that's such a testament to who she was and how she treated people for her whole life. You know, that's not, oh, I'm going to go be nice to some people for, you know, a couple days or a couple years. That's a lifetime of being kind and serving others and really a lesson on how to act, you know? Very special lady.
You think about the attributes. You think about, first, the faith. You think about, second, like, and I'm not going to rank them first, but you think about the talent, mm-hmm. the songwriting talent, the musical talent, the voice talent, the acting talent. Then you start thinking about the person, like what her marriage was so unbelievably unique in that her husband wanted nothing to do with her and with her spotlight, and she was all about spotlight and the philanthropic part of it.
Yes.
I heard this morning, and I don't even know if we could ever get a full count on it, but because of her Dream Library deal, the Dream Library, because of the library deal she had where kids before school could get, you know, books, hundreds of millions of books. Mm. Millions and millions of kids learned how to read because of Dolly Parton provided free books. Mm. I mean, what that's if anybody just that, if that's all she ever did, it'd be an unbelievable life. But it wasn't all she did. 11 Grammys and movies and just this wholesome and you know what too is like flashy, beautiful lady. But how about, like, I was watching some clips of yesterday. Like, she would talk about fairly risque stuff. Mm-hmm. The Johnny Carson Show and, like, got away with it because it was authentic. And I'll ask you this question about her. No matter what question was ever posed to her, no matter what subject ever came up, no matter what the audience ever was, did you ever see her uncomfortable?
No. She is a lesson to how to be comfortable in your own skin.
Yes.
And we as people are drawn to somebody like that.
Never back down from her humble beginnings.
No.
But never bragged about her success. And it was in a lighthearted manner.
And she didn't change for anybody. That's pretty special. She's so special as a person that you forget that this is the lady that wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You in the same afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Like, when that's the not the most important thing about you.
In one day. How about that day?
When we're not even saying that as the headliner, like, that's how you know this is a special life lived. And lots to take away from her.
I think Willie Nelson, I think he wrote Hello Walls, Crazy, and Funny How Time Slips Away in One Day.
What did they have for lunch that day? What was in their cereal?
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious, the talent.
Yeah, the talent. Can we hear some today?
Oh, you best believe. Mm. We will be ready.
Yeah, I'm racking my brain, and I'll take texts on this all day long. Potentially, who has a chance to follow that footsteps to be universally loved, where everybody loves her? I just don't know if there is anybody. I can't think of anybody that everybody, and I'm about hundreds of millions of people. And can you know? Did anybody say anything bad about her? And if they did, that was a reflection of them, not her. Yeah. If you tried to find something bad about her, what was the most controversial thing in her life? What was the most divisive thing? Let me put it that way, not the controversial. What was the most divisive thing she did? What did she ever do where people would go, oh, my God, Dolly, I can't believe you said that or did that? Like, we were talking about the good stuff. We'll get into that in a second. Who thought that was a good decision? What decision did Dolly Parton ever make where it said, oh, Dolly, that was just dumb. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have been that way. You can't. I can't think of one. 80 years.
It's crazy. I'm 22. I've already had a billion.
Oh, I know.
Goodness gracious.
Hundreds of millions of books given to kids, and that's not the story.
I saw somebody tweet out, it's hard to put into words, especially how much impact she had on the state of Tennessee, where she's from.
But how about that, too? I always returned to her roots. Mm-hmm. Never forgot where she came from.
Poured into the state. You're talking about. Think about all the economy and business she brought to Tennessee and theme park, like all the stuff there, too. Just a really smart lady, number one, that was kind to people and wanted to bring others joy. And at the end of the day, it's really all you can do, you know, in our time here.
What a life. She showed us how to live.
Praying for her family and people close to her. What a loss.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, what are we going to do in segment two today?
We're going to talk rivalries.
Let's do it. I love rivalries.
I do too.
I think, do you have in your mind, like, rivalries that you can go back and forth on depending on the year?
What do you mean?
Like, Army-Navy. Mm-hmm. I love both Army and Navy. I'm going to tell you right now, Navy's loaded this year. I was listening to a podcast about Navy football the other day. I know what you're saying. Well, Navy football's loaded.
Come on.
But like,
anchors away.
I pull for the underdog in the Army Navy game every year.
There are
some years I'm looking at the TV and screaming, come on, Army, let's go. Come on, Navy. And no one else does it. There are, like, this is a terrible thing to say. I love UCLA and Southern Cal. I love both uniforms.
I kind of do too.
So I don't know who to pull for on that one.
Who do you pull for, Michigan? Ohio State.
Neither. I can't stand either one of them.
This is going to be fun.
This is going to be so fun. I can't wait. Can't wait to do that. All right, big news. And again, who knows how this thing's going to work out, and who knows what are lowering up. Do you remember, were you doing the show with me after, no, you were not, the Monday after the Olympic hockey golden goal with the United States beat Canada?
No, and I'm sad I wasn't here.
We played Freebird 1,000 times. We watched the video of the guy that's smoking the cigarette and drinking the beer at the same time, ripping it Freebird.
Playing.
Yeah, with the eagle, yeah. And what I said was, look, you can try to take my joy on a lot of different areas, but not today. Not today. You can't take my joy today. When we found out that Brendan Sorsby was thwarted.
Free bird.
The attitude I had was, not today. You cannot take my joy today. And I don't know what's going to happen with the lawsuits and the countersuits and the appellate courts and all that stuff. But the knowing that the fact that the SEC presidents got together and voted 16-0 and the Big Ten got together and had their decision, that right now that if you previously declared for the NFL, NBA, or WNBA and did not appropriately withdraw, you will not play in the SEC. That if you sign a contract with the NFL or other professional sports football leagues, the NBA or G League or WNBA, that you would not play in the SEC, and that if you've been listed on the NFL, NBA, or G League or WNBA roster, you will not play. As we said before, once you decide to leave college to turn professional, then you are gone and you will never come back. And so try to take my joy. Not today. Not today. We won. We've lost so many. We've got so many bad things going on all around us in college athletics that it just makes me makes my blood just boil. But not today.
Gotta win.
We gotta win, and we will celebrate.
You know who's the biggest winner in this? LinkedIn.com, baby. Welcome to the workforce.
LinkedIn, you.
It's time. Taking my talents to LinkedIn University.
Let's go.
The fighting spreadsheets. Come on.
Let's go. ACC members meeting today.
I would assume.
Yes.
They will be in agreement.
Yes. As I told you, we talked about this off the air. There are ways to go about this. And you could go around judges' decisions, and there are ways to punish. And like the guy can be eligible. But what you can say is you can't play. You can be eligible, but that doesn't mean you have to play or can't play. And we might suspend coaches. We might make you ineligible for postseason. There's a lot we can do in here. And so thank goodness that we've got that. We'll get into that today. Braves beat the Dodgers 4-3. And a great win for Atlanta last night with that one. PGA Tour announces that their season in 28 is going to end. Moving forward, it's going to end with match play. Fantastic. Can't wait to see what the two courses are going to be with that one is. And then finally, we're getting this later. And I'm sure a lot of people don't realize what I was talking about when I mentioned good, good ain't good.
Bad, bad.
Good, good is bad, bad. Yeah, last night, the Golf Channel postponed the debut of the Big Break reboot because of the ongoing controversy with Good, Good Golf, a partner in the reality series. They partnered with them. In case you didn't see it, Good, Good made a video of an ad with its retailer, Golf Galaxy, where the Gotcha not identify who made the request, but multiple reports Thursday night said it was retailer Golf Galaxy. I'm sorry, Golf Galaxy requested that they not be a presenting sponsor with Good Good.
Gotcha.
Good Good posted a video for Callaway drivers in which a man shoves a woman to the ground who was reaching for his new driver. Video later deleted by Good Good and Callaway. I don't know who in their right mind ever thought that it would be a good idea for a man to push a woman to the ground to promote a product.
How did this get through?
I in today's world, I have no idea who approved that. Who thought that'd be a good idea? Good, good ain't good. We can talk about that. And finally, though, not taking my joy away. Kinsley Rasmus.
My girl.
Phenix City, Alabama.
I told you.
You told me a month ago. She tied the Little League World Series for total strikeouts by a girl. The 12-year-old shortstop and pitcher from Phenix City also broke the record for most hits by a girl in just her fifth hit of the tournament, in leading them to a 4-2 win over Tacoma, Washington. They've won three straight, advanced elimination game Wednesday, where she can add to her totals. One of two girls competed this year's tournament. She tied Moan Davis for the single-game strikeout record with 8. She is an unbelievable athlete. She's a daughter of former Major League pitcher Corey Rasmus. Kinsley Rasmus is dealing, and she is just on fire at the plate as well. Awesome stuff for her.
I'll tell you this. Kinsley Rasmus.
See the double play she made?
Yes.
What an athlete.
She will never have to pay for a Capri Sun in Alabama. I can tell you that right now. No apple juice.
No.
It's on the house.
No.
That's my girl, man.
Oh, my gracious.
Come on, Kinley. Her mechanics are so freaking good,
it's
too.
It's unbelievable how good she is.
She looks like a big league pitcher, yes, the way she moves. It's,
yes,
crazy.
What an athlete.
Love it.
We got a lot to do. It's going to be a great day. Short break. Come back. Much more. Segment two with the AM and the AM right after this.
The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show is back. Join host Scott Reimer and all your Roar favorites at the Southern Weaving Food Hall August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Join us at 210 Fern Street right here in Easley. The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority.
Our friends at Double Dog Video want to tell you that they want to just talk to you about making videos and about writing your copy and about editing and about the videography of it and about their drone use and everything they can do and all the terrific technology that they have, their experience. I talked about the experience. Talk to you about the Double Dog Dare. If you don't like it, you get the video back. They give your money back. No one's ever done that. Love that idea. So great friends over at Double Dog Video. Check them out. It's doubledogvideo.com. We did it. We loved it. You will as well. So much more affordable. And let's make that video shine for your company on your social media or on your website stuff. Think about it. DoubleDogVideo.com.
We make traffic a little more tolerable. The Upstate Sports Leader.
That's right.
The Roar.
We do avoid today. Bud Heaven's got a great addition, no doubt about that. Hey, 864law.com. That's Chris Pratt. That's Pratt Injury Phone Lines here at the station. That's our great sponsor for phone lines here. If you need anything, get those good folks. 864law.com. Easy to remember. When we do open our phone lines, the next segment, it's 654-ROAR on this Pratt Injury Lawyer phone line. 654-7627. Get in touch with them. 864law.com. Segment two with Ashby Mixon.
All right. Did you watch The Office?
Oh, did I?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right. Then you're going to like this. My favorite lead I've read in a sports article in a long time. All right. It's by Joe Rexroad of The Athletic. Joe writes, Pam Beasley is Texas. Roy Anderson is Texas A&M. Jim Halpert is Oklahoma.
All right. Hold on. All right, let's go over it. All right. Pam is who?
Pam is Texas.
Okay.
Roy.
Yes.
Is Texas A&M.
Okay.
Jim Halpert's Oklahoma.
Okay.
So let's break this down.
All right, let's go.
If you haven't watched The Office.
Oh, what are you doing?
What are we doing?
We're no longer speaking.
Number one. Number two, get on that. Pam Beasley is probably the leading female character in The Office. She is, at the beginning of the show, engaged to a guy named Roy, okay?
Oh, turd sandwich.
But secretly, she and her best friend Jim like each other. Spoiler alert, they end up getting married, whatever, have kids. So this writer is saying that Texas is the girl that's engaged to Roy.
Yes.
Roy is Texas A&M. They got the traditional rivalry going.
Right.
They're connected. Everybody knows about them. But then there's this sneaky Jim Halpert, Oklahoma, coming in on the side.
Yes.
And is that the real rivalry? And this sets up an awesome article about, all right, which rivalries in college football are monogamous, okay? Which ones are, there's one for everybody. We have equal hate for each other. We feel equally about it. And then what schools have secondary and even third rivals, and which is most important? So this is a great comparison in my mind.
Yes.
Are there any that off the top of your head you can think of as a Pam, Roy, and Jim situation?
The triangle? Yeah, well, in the SEC, you've got a couple of those. Well, how about Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan?
Yep, exactly. That's one he lists.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes. Now, I had to go back and think about which one's Pam, which one's Roy, which one's Jim.
There's also Michigan State in there, right?
Yeah. Michigan State's more like Michael, in that he loves Pam, but Pam doesn't even consider him.
Doesn't even think
so
about
Michigan
it.
State thinking that Michigan's their rival, but Michigan doesn't even consider that. They do, but they don't. You know, you got some schools like Georgia who have like 8 rivals.
97 rivals.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Then there's the Alabama-Tennessee versus Alabama-Auburn.
Yeah.
Where Nick Saban comes out and says, I would much rather beat Tennessee than beat Auburn. Drives every – goes crazy.
Why would you say that,
I know.
Though?
I know.
Miami-Florida,
Florida State,
yes. Yeah, yes. Miami-Florida, Florida State, yes. It's a great one. And in that one, here's what's crazy. And maybe people disagree, but Florida State is a major rival with Florida. And Florida State is a major rival with Miami. But Florida and Miami aren't major rivalries.
No.
Like there are Miami fans who hate Florida State and Florida State fans who hate Miami. And they'll argue that one all day long. And then you had the Florida-Florida State thing. But you don't have anybody thinking. So, in other words, there are some Florida State fans who think Miami's our number one rival.
Mm-hmm.
There are some Florida State fans who think that Florida's their main rival. There are some Florida fans who think Florida State is their main rival. There are some Miami fans who think Florida State's main rival. But no, there's not a Miami fan or a Florida fan who thinks they're the main rival. And some Florida fans think Georgia's their main rival, whatever. But there are those who think Florida State. I went to 3 straight Florida-Florida State games. Many, many years ago, they don't like each other.
No.
But no one on the rivalry side of things feels like
about Miami.
So maybe they're Pam is Florida State, and then which one's Jim, which one's Roy?
Your pick. Yeah. If they're Georgia fans, and we can get Dane in on this too, if you're a Georgia fan, who do you hate the most? Is it Florida?
It depends on how old you are. Kirby Smart hates Florida the most because Steve Spurrier had his way when Kirby was a player.
That makes sense.
The old generation, the old guard at Georgia still feels like Georgia Tech. All right. I grew up where there was and no one thinks that South Carolina or Clemson are, even though they're rivals with Georgia, not that much. Auburn is in the conversation. Tennessee's in the conversation. So, really, truly, deep down, Georgia has Florida, Georgia Tech, Auburn, and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Bama stuff, it's a great game, it's a rivalry, but it's not – no one thinks that's their number one rival. Just like Georgia, South Carolina, Georgia, Clemson. But there are folks alive right now who think that Florida's or Georgia's top rival. There are some that think Tennessee's their top rival. Some that think that Georgia Tech's their main rival, and some think Auburn's their main rival. And all those have kind of gone through all that.
There are some schools that are on the other side of it where I think about them, and it's like, do you guys have a rival? Do you have anybody that you have unrequited hate for?
Now, that's hard to find. Do you have anybody in mind here?
LSU. They have a lot of teams that you could consider a rivalry. Historically, it was Tulane. But
I would say like Alabama.
But Alabama fans, I don't think, consider
no,
LSU
no, no,
as
no,
their
no,
right.
No. Right. Bama, LSU hates Bama, but Bama doesn't like LSU.
No.
But Bama, LSU's so far down the totem pole for them.
And their rivalries.
Yes, because there's not a Bama fan alive that thinks that they're the biggest rival compared to Auburn, whereas LSU's biggest rival is Alabama.
But then it's kind of that bumper sticker where it's the fish eating all the little fish, where Arkansas, from what I have gathered, believes LSU is its biggest rival. LSU don't care.
They tried that boot thing.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. The fish, I got it now. At first, I didn't know where you're going with it. Yeah, they tried that. And the A&M and LSU thing, they've tried a little bit too. But no, LSU does not have a natural rival in there. LSU's natural rivalry is the NCAA. I'm sorry if your dad's listening. LSU's main rival right now is character and dignity and self-respect.
LSU sorry. Battling.
Hey, right now
making
LSU
good choices.
Right now LSU rivals Ole Miss because Ole Miss people hate LSU.
That's a rivalry, kind of.
Well, now because of the Kiffin stuff.
Well, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could see it. Yeah. Army, Navy, then Air Force. Yeah. Air Force?
Air Force is...
It's not strong enough to be Jim Halpert.
No. Army and Navy are obviously number one. Army and Air Force are big. Navy and Air Force are big. Mm-hmm. But not like Army and Navy. So that's not, I don't know how you can correlate that one to that one. What's very interesting is in football, I feel like that North Carolina's biggest rivalry is NC State. But in basketball, North Carolina's biggest rivalry is Duke.
Right. You don't really think about Duke, North Carolina, no. about more than anything, except it usually happens when basketball's getting started.
Yeah. Yeah. These are very, very interesting.
Okay. The ones that are undisputed to me off the top of my head, where it's 1-1.
You only have one rival.
You only have one rival. Real, true rival, and there's equal hate on both sides. It's got to be Auburn, Alabama's one. They hate each other. And Clemson, not, South Carolina.
So there's 100% of the people.
Yes.
On the Auburn-Alabama rivalry that know that's their top. What, Nick Saban didn't?
Okay, besides him.
99.9% of the people know, and it's undisputed who your rival is.
That's
okay.
Got to be.
Clemson, South Carolina, I'll buy that one as well. Yes.
Clemson, South Carolina is equal hatred for sure.
Yep.
Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Yes.
Egg Bowl.
Yep.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
Texture gets in and says Pittsburgh, West Virginia.
They hate each other.
Hate each other.
Yeah. Backyard brawl.
I don't think I
got
did
one.
Know. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
One of the rivalries that the most underrated rivalries in the country, and it's dirty and it's nasty.
Give it to me.
BYU and Utah hate each other. And these are good people. These are Mormons. That absolutely despise each other.
That rage just got to get out somewhere.
Yeah. See, Southern Cal has UCLA and Notre Dame. Notre Dame has Southern Cal and Michigan and a bunch of other ones in there.
Okay, if you could only watch one of these rivalry games every year besides Clemson, South Carolina, which one would it be?
Well, there's only three.
All right.
Ohio State, Michigan.
Yes.
Alabama, Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Army, Navy.
The big three, if you will.
That's the big three to me. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Southern Cal-Notre Dame rivalry is a crazy because it's the only rivalry that we know that's not a border rivalry, an in-state or a border rivalry. It's a national rivalry. It's the only one we have that's the case.
It's got that, like, Laker-Celtics thing.
Yes.
That you don't really see in college sports.
That Tupac and Biggie thing.
Yes.
Yeah, East Coast, West Coast. Yes, yeah.
Pretty fun.
That's a lot of fun in there. And there's some in there that are dominant rivalries. There's some in there that, again, certain teams feel like they're much more of a rivalry than the others. And it's one of the things is like you can belittle people by saying, we don't even consider you a rival, even though you kind of do.
You're not a rival.
Yeah, but you kind of do that laugh like that.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's great.
That's cute.
I enjoyed that. That's fantastic. We got a lot to get into today.
Oh, yeah.
The Big Ten SEC news, the PGA Tour stuff, the good stuff, the Kinsley Rasmus stuff, just tons of things to get into. Short break. We'll come back, and we have two open phone line segments and a ton of texts getting in right now. I'd love to hear from you much more after this.
With the Roar app, whenever your Clemson Tigers are playing, touchdown! The game is streaming live from anywhere in the world. Your Tigers.
Your Tigers.
Your flagship station.
Your app. Oh! Download it today.
When we decided to gut our house, basically, we had four walls, man. We gutted everything in it. And there was no doubt in my mind, the very first phone call I made was to Randy. And to Wes over at Harbin Lumber. And I said, man, we're going to be able to do this. Here's what my mortgage people are telling me. And so can you help us out? What are we going to be able to do? And so they were awesome. And I'm telling you, from the first phone calls made until we moved into our home, and even since then, because, like I said, the cabinets now, we're 10 or 12 years into this thing now and hadn't had a single issue with any product that they've got that they sent over. Interior products, exterior products, install products. They did an incredible job for us. If you're a builder, let's let them give them a small job. And what they say is, we will earn the rest of your business. We love our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. Since 1917, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353 5-0, 5-3.
The MLB lives here.
That ball is gone.
The Roar.
With fall and football fast approaching, the Crafts.
Clemson, I'll drive. The Upstate, they're going to take care of you. 864-863-1234. And it's just a reminder of us. I've got a friend of mine. I told this story on the air. A dear friend of mine. He's living in Charlotte. He bought a house in Raleigh. And they're renovating the house in Raleigh, getting ready to move in. He gets a phone call from his fiance, girlfriend, not fiance. Are they engaged yet? If he's listening now, I'm sorry. Girlfriend. He says, hey, I just went by the house. It's flooded. He goes and he's up there trying to figure all that out. This was a ceiling type thing. He gets a phone call while he's in Raleigh. His house is like 2 days from closing in Charlotte. And he gets a phone call from his realtor saying, hey, I'm showing your house to the people that are letting me in. And it's flooded too. This was within 3 days of each other. And it happens. It happens all the time. When I was a kid, I'm guessing I'm maybe 14 years old. And woke up one morning to my dad yelling and screaming and panicking of, oh my gosh, like something, some pipe, washer, whatever, some pipe broke. And that was it. So we had to do all the subflooring, all that stuff. Hey, the other thing is now where we live now, you got the mold issue. So let these folks take care of you. This is not a DIY project. You don't know what you're looking at with mold. You don't know what you're looking at with all the water damage. These people come in and take care of it for you. It's the best, highest recommendation I give anybody is Stan and Justin, my friends, myalldry.com, 864-863-1234. They'll put it to bed. They'll put it behind you. It'll be done. During the break, Ashby and I were going down memory lane, and I was trying to tell her about a 2018 scandal where Urban Meyer had to fire Zach Smith because of a domestic protection order, and then Zach Smith came out swinging, and this is where he was trying to expose everybody. He's going to take the whole ship down with him, and where he texted or tweeted out about what a bad guy Tom Herman was. He had all the receipts on Tom Herman, and in this one one tweet, he said, I'm exposing this, what it might be. And Tom Herman's response, the dismissive response was, okay, period, cool, hook him with the hook 'em horn sign. I love that. That's fantastic.
That's going to be my new vocal stem for the next however long, is if somebody says something to me that I'm kind of like wanting to shut down.
Yeah.
Hook them.
Okay, cool.
All right, cool.
Hook them.
Hook them. It's like my dad used to say, roll tide, when somebody would say something that annoyed him. Roll tide. Move on.
He said that anybody that annoyed him was an Alabama fan.
Yep, pretty much.
I love that idea.
Start saying it.
I've got people now that do this to me, because we mentioned this on the show a few weeks ago. The Shine Bow thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I still do it. It happened. I was on the driving range yesterday hitting some balls. Uh-huh. And a car comes by, and you hear with his little, it's a horn.
Uh-huh.
I was going to go beep, beep. That sounds like a Roadrunner. Anyway, it's like, uh-huh. And whenever I hear somebody blow a horn like that, it is a Pavlovian response.
Shine, Bo.
Well, mine is, I know. And my wife, the quick response back is Shine, Bo. So I'm out there hitting balls, and a listener was there, and somebody, bing, bing. And I went, all right, now. And the guy in front of me said, Shine, Bo. I'm like, oh, my goodness, we made it.
This is awesome. It's yes. A thing.
Yes.
We are making Shine Bow a widespread thing. I love it.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
On the universal thing, one person says Mickey Potter. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I've got like one guy on here, maybe two, really one, that just doesn't like me. So, no, not universally. And not even that kind of impact. But no, on a very serious note, no, not everybody. I've got people out there who can't stand me. That's fine.
You know what? I'm sure that we at least know one that didn't love Dolly.
Yeah, Drake was not a Dolly Parton fan.
I mean, I was going to say Jolene, but
oh no, Jolene was not to either. It. Yeah, Drake Pollard would joke about Dolly like he didn't like Dolly. And he did at Dolly World, but he didn't know what he was saying.
But did he have fun at Dollywood?
Oh, he had great fun at Dollywood.
There you go.
Lake Murray Michael gets in on Adam's Covey text line. Good morning from a ship in Southeast Alaska. Trouble sleeping. So getting to listen to your show for the first time in 2.5 weeks. Sounding good. 2:45 a.m. here and loving the Dolly tribute. Guys up at 2:45 listening live.
That's commitment.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Good morning from a ship in, wow.
We had a listener that sent me an email the other day, and he said, I heard you talk about Alaska. And he says, I've been living here the last 8 years. I listen to your show every day in Alaska, and want to take it because he's from the upstate. He goes, everything you said about Alaska is perfect. Come up here and see us.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I would love if he's listening for him to get in. I want to hear all about Alaska. Yeah. Fascinated by it.
Texture 0503 says, I saw a post Alabama fan page last week, and the most hated teams. Number three was Auburn. Two was LSU. One was Tennessee. It does surprise me that Bama fans hate Tennessee more than Auburn. A hatred thing? I don't know. Like, I do think that there are Alabama people. Hatred is not the right word. Maybe it is. I'll yield to the source here on this one. Auburn and Alabama, do they hate each other? Like, hate's a big, big word. Ohio State and Michigan hate each other.
It's a very similar relationship to Clemson and South Carolina, where it's a lot of people that families are divided, best friends go to one or the other. So it's very close in proximity and all that kind of stuff. So you have relationships outside of the football game, obviously, but there is definitely a hatred there. It is bigger when Auburn is good.
Yeah. You need Auburn to hold its end up of the deal a little bit.
And they usually do, and it's usually a good game.
Especially Jordan Hare. Yes. 4507, if I can say it right, says, my mom's name is Jolene. She loved Dolly but hated that song. We had Jolene Hoover on the show for a few years. She was a volleyball coach at Clemson, and we always played it, and she always hated it.
It's a great name, too.
It's a great name. It is a great name.
And I wonder how many times she's been sung that in her life.
Oh, millions.
You know what? That Jolene, Dolly's Jolene, she ruined it for Jolene's everywhere.
Mm. Texture said, 6069 said, lived in Alaska for a year and a half, most beautiful place I've ever seen. Still flew back for 2 Clemson games and listened to Roar every day. Yes! Yes, yes, yes. We have this map of where people are listening and how long they're listening and for what times they're listening and all that stuff. And what amazes me is, like, people in countries that I've never heard of or people all over the world, like, they're listening somehow, some way. And it goes to show you the upstate. They're originally from here, I'm sure.
Very, very cool.
We do have an English listener that is not from here, but he knows he's friends with someone from here. And when he was visiting, heard it, and he now listens in England.
Let's go. Shout out our friend.
Texas said, I like our state to do well in sports as long as Clemson beats South Carolina.
Now, don't get Mickey started on the state of South Carolina as a state.
Yeah, it's
just no state pride.
None.
No state pride.
I mean, no, I don't. If I lived, I live probably 30 minutes from the border each way. I probably live 30 minutes, well, I don't know, 45 minutes at least. Let's say 45 minutes from Georgia, 45 minutes from North Carolina. And if someone said, hey, you got a house I'm going to give you up here and you got to move, be just, okay. All right. 8607 said Auburn, Alabama is more like a sibling rivalry.
That's exactly how I would kind of say it.
Yeah.
Now, they get into it. Don't worry. But there's a lot of love and respect there, too.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Leonard gets in the Civil War, Oregon, Oregon State, Ohio State, Michigan. Yeah, I'll tell you this. Oregon, Oregon State, they don't like each other either. And what's crazy is that, and I've not been to Oregon, so I don't know this, but I wonder how the Oregon-Oregon State rivalry has been affected by politics. And I say that because politics in the last 10 years has created a new rivalry. And because another thing that'll shock you, Ashby, when I was a kid, Democrats and Republicans didn't hate each other. And they didn't despise each other. And they didn't celebrate when somebody on the other side passed away and stuff like that. Like, it's gotten so vile and so mean-spirited that this kind of replaced rivalries. And so, honest to goodness, I think that because of the vitriol, is that the word I'm looking for? Because of the hatred that we have in politics, I think it's almost softened sports. Like, I think that people, and COVID had a little bit to do with this as well. Like, all right, we got this major thing going on. We got this political hatred going on. That, man, sports, like, all right, this is not,
yeah,
you know, and it's not the most important thing. We could pull against you and all that, but it's not like it was. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing.
People maybe see it more as a way to get away more now than ever.
It's our hobby.
Yep.
It is our hobby, and I think COVID might have done a little bit for that. Kids did it for me, but COVID might have done that for a lot of folks too. All right, we're going to get you caught up on what Rasmus did last night, what Kinsley Rasmus did, and also the SEC and the Big Ten. It is a day to celebrate, friends. We'll come back hour number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Friends at Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Ashby, when you sign a mortgage, your first mortgage you'll sign, you'll be intimidated. Your hand will start cramping up. You got to sign 17,000 documents. And they're telling you, explaining to you what it is, and it's an intimidating process. And so don't be intimidated. If you go through Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com, they walk you through this whole process of what you need and what you got to have. And I mean, you got to show a document for every cell in your body, seemingly. But these people make it easy. They make it fun. They you know you're making the best decision because they've armed you with all the information. And they give you the best rates. That's why you should think about them. Buying a house, remodeling a house, or refinancing a home right now. Let's think about them. My friend Mark Hawkins and the great folks, primelendingsc.com.
From the locker room to your living room.
A lot of guys don't play good.
Sports Talk is on the road.